In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just a little bit of historical background about our first reading. Most of you will remember that, after the reign of King Solomon, and due to his sins, because he had gone after alien gods, because his heart was seduced from the Lord by his many wives who were from pagan countries, he began worshiping other gods and allowing them to be worshipped within the kingdom of Israel, the 12 tribes. At his death, the northern 10 tribes were taken away from his son. So the kingdom was split in two. There was Judah in the south, and then the 10 tribes in the north. And what we hear about today is the 10 tribes being, together with the king of Aram, attacking Jerusalem because they wanted to dethrone the king and put another king, a client king, in his place so that they would control Jerusalem. And they had a lot of military force. And so King Ahaz was very scared. And so the prophet Isaiah was sent to him to say, don't be scared, trust in God, because in a little while the kingdom of Israel will be destroyed. And that was what happened within 65 years, as it said. The Assyrians took the northern 10 tribes and didn't just conquer the kingdom. They deported all of the Jews out of that area. But Ahaz did not trust in God. And so he was being told to be firm in faith. We have a lot of scary things going on in our own society today. All the stuff that was on the news last week and the election, the election. And then, we as individuals have things going on in our own lives. Sometimes, we're scared for our children or our grandchildren, or, you're not too sure whether your job is going to be here in a while. Or, maybe it's your own health. We have a lot of things to be scared of, but we should have confidence in God so that while He may not make those things go away, God will be with us and He will protect us and will bring us to the only thing that really matters. That if we allow Him and if we stay close to Him and if we avoid sin, if we stay in a state of grace and die in a state of grace, He will bring us to His kingdom, which is heaven, and He will preserve us from the enemies that we need to worry about, which are the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself. So trust in God. Don't be like King Ahaz. Be like someone else. Be like King David, who trusted in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.